Hey, did you notice that a lot of the Republicans are having to walk around?
Say again?
Did you notice a lot of the Republicans are having to walk around?
Nah, I'm working.
You're working right now? What are you doing?
I'm a courier.
Oh, really? You guys just taking a break?
Yeah, we're just taking a break. Chilling.
That's cool.
It's I don't know, I mean, it's too much people.
Too many people on the streets for you to be riding around?
Yeah, I can't ride too fast. And the cars, it's like crazy.
The cars are freaking.
Yeah, they are. They're getting all mad. They want to hit people and the protesters. That ain't cool. That's not cool. Let them do what they got to do. Because it's for a good cause anyway.
Should the cars just turn off their engines and sit in the streets?
Yeah. Yeah, they should get the heck out of there and start protesting with us.
There you go. Start protesting with them. All right, well, enjoy your rest.
You too.
All right.
Be safe.
Musical instrument there. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have your music? Liven up the scene?
Yeah, just trying to liven things up.
We were with the clown.
Among the disturbed traffic.
Disturbed traffic. I heard that from the couriers back there taking a rest, and they seem to think that the cars are kind of pissed off.
Yeah, the cars do seem pretty pissed off.
Are you from Philly?
No, I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, wow. What are you doing up here? Just by chance, happen to grace your presence here?
I'm here to disrupt the meeting of the wealthy, to stand up for the people, I guess, make the war on the poor something that's people are aware of, because obviously corporate media is not going to pay attention to it.
Looks like we have a lot of Republicans walking around. Have you been able to talk to any of them?
No, I haven't really talked to any. I talked to some of a couple days ago about their self-promotionalism and how it affects others.
What was their reaction?
They really just avoided me and walked the other way because they really have nothing to say in defense of themselves. I saw some Republicans yesterday thanking the police and telling the police that they were on their side. And in fact, I just laughed at them because obviously the Republicans are not on the police side because the police are underpaid also. And although what they're representing and the values under which they act are bigoted and racist often and classist, sexist, homophobia. But I guess, I don't know, I hope that someday they'll realize that they're sort of being exploited also.
And there hasn't been any tear gas used by them yet, pepper spray.
Yeah, I think it's good. In fact, I think the protesters here are being more effective because maybe in a sense the police are, they know they're being watched. And they know that, you know, that there was a civil or a class action suit filed against people in the cops in D.C. on, I think, July the 27th. So obviously they know that they have to behave themselves and not infringe on our amendment rights.
All right, well, I hope you have a good time today.
Okay, thank you.
Do you know what square that is right there? These people.
No, what's going on over there?
Let's go find out.
Okay, let's do that. Hey, Brad, Drew, y'all want to go find out what's going on?
T-shirt say?
It says, what does it say? It says, I oppose the death penalty, don't kill for me.
And what would make you wear that T-shirt on this day?
I can't hear you.
What would make you wear that T-shirt on this day?
Because today's the day I protest against the injustice in the criminal, quote-unquote, justice system, and the death penalty is a really good example of what's wrong with the system.
Wait a minute, I thought protesters were completely unorganized. You mean you got themes for each day?
Absolutely. Yesterday was based on the Kensington Welfare Rights Union March, which is talking about poverty and inequality, and today and homelessness, and today's talking about criminal justice. And those are just two of them.
And for the rest of the week, there'll be plenty more. How are you enjoying yourself so far today?
We're having a wonderful time.
And you're going to go check this out up here?
Absolutely.
All right, that's where we're going to. Are you guys having fun yet?
Always.
Bring my beer.
What is that bell?
The bell?
I hear some. You hear it?
Yeah.
All right. As long as it doesn't mean the end of all.
Oh, probably up there.
All right. Is that one of the things they fixed up for the Republicans, since the Republicans are coming to town? Have you heard that before?
Yeah, because I haven't heard it before.
I guess there's a lot of new things to local Philadelphians that they hadn't seen before.
True. Lots of things. I haven't heard that before.
So why are you out here so close to the protesters? Aren't you fearful of your life?
No. I'm out here just seeing what it's all about.
Yeah?
No, I'm not afraid. Afraid of who?
The protesters. Aren't they vigilantes? Aren't they going to cause some property destruction?
I hope not. I don't think
so. What are they fighting for?
Oh, a lot of things. Mumal. Yeah, I don't know.
Have you talked to any of them yet?
No. I just came from over. I was inside. I just came outside, so I wanted to see what it was about.
Well, it's nice to know that people aren't so afraid that they're going to stay inside.
No, I wouldn't miss it for nothing. I want to see what's going on. You know, I read all the issues and things and everything. And, but...
What do you think about the Republicans being in town?
Go home.
Go home. What do you think about the protesters?
Well, protest more often and do recalls and things like that, and then, you know, things will get done. That's what I think. But, you know, maybe a lot of people don't know that you can recall congressmen and all these kind of people and all, and then, what's happening?
I don't know. Let's go find out. should come around the sign so you can see. Beautiful quilt.
Thank you. Did you do this?
Yes, I did.
What is it? It's a quilt for Mumia. It's like a way for people who do support Mumia, but they can't be here. A little piece of them is here. And I solicited squares from everybody. I have squares from donated from Benin, Africa, from everywhere. And I sewed it together. It was the idea of my girlfriend in Pittsburgh who works with Mumia too, Sylvette. And so this is what it is. It's like we made it for, really it's for when Mumia comes to federal court. We want it to be outside the courthouse with this.
What date is that?
We don't know yet. That's why we're bringing it everywhere else until that time comes, you know. But that was why it was made. I really made it in a hurry because I was scared. At that time we thought it was going to be like April, but it wasn't, so.
Well, it is long. I'm looking at it.
And it's exactly. 65 feet long and 5.5 feet tall because I measured it.
Well, thank you for doing such beautiful work. When do people expect to hear about Mumia's court date?
It's like a day-by-day thing, really. It's like it could be any time, any minute, and I don't know why they're like just holding it up. But the person to ask really about his legal matters will be Pam. Do you know Pam? She was right down there with her green headband on.
We'll float around.
Take it and interview.
You guys are on the end where everything's happening. Are you okay?
What?
Everything's just kind of cluttering around right here.
Our streets! Our streets! Our streets! Our streets! Our streets! Our streets!
Ken, are you all right? That's your breath?
How you doing, my dear?
I'm doing pretty good. Do you need a drink of water?
You got some?
Still in city government, no matter if we got a major change going on now, who basically operate that way. I used to be in 47 with him, and he used to be a social worker, but and you're gonna get that type of reaction from a lot of folks. So the thing is you stay disciplined, got it? And you stay cool, because they're police all through this thing, and we don't need to end up with a lot of folk getting hurt out here, because if we get a mass move against us, we may have to do some other things. And as I've said before, I don't like to do this, but some things have to be done.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, I'm enjoying myself.
Can you tell us who's rallying out here right now?
Apparently, this is the Mumia Abdul-Jamal structure, along with the abolitionists against the death penalty. They've been... My understanding is provided with a permit, and the entire structure is out here. There are about 1,000 people, according to some of the folk who have been out here who are marching. It's
We got a live report from the Mia rally.
Demonstration that is quite nice. We're presently operating here before the Municipal Services Building.
Can you throw this on the air? Broad and Market?
Technically 15th and JFK Boulevard, technically.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what happened out here today?
Well, you've got a major demonstration ongoing from Amir Abdul-Jamal, and major personnel are here. Pam Africa, Ramona Africa. We've got the structure for Gary Graham out here. We've got the structure out here for Aaron Forbes. His mother, as a matter of fact, is over on the other side here. They're planning to have a musical and entertainment plus a set of people who will be speaking, and it's quite beautiful out here. They came around the corner from 15th and Cherry, were joined up and massed over here at the Love Statue, and moved to the fore and the front of this building, and they've been here with two very large banners, as you can see, since about the last 40 minutes, and it's been quite peaceful. People have been coming out of the building and even joining in the demonstration.
Well, that's just beautiful. We've talked to a couple of workers who were up in the building, and they said they weren't at all fearful about coming out here and hanging out with the protesters.
That's the word. The workers in DC 33 and 47, that's the workers who are dealing with the city government. They just got their fairly bad contract, but they got one finally and didn't have to go on strike. Those workers are the ones that you'll find in this building and across the street and all around.
Africa going to be speaking over there?
Pam, and my understanding is Ramona and a couple of the other people, particularly from the New Jersey section of Mamiya's operation.
All right, there you go. That's the latest from Ken H. We're going to come over here and see when Pam and Ramona are going to speak, and we can bring that to you live, WR2K. Would you like that? What's up? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go find out. I'll just try to give a call in when it happens. When it happens. All right, you guys have a great day. Thank you, WR2K.
Shirt there. It's got a helicopter and it looks like it's dropping something. What's that?
This is the helicopter. This is showing a bomb that was dropped on May 13th, 1985.
Dropped on who?
Dropped on the MOVE organization. On May 13th, 1985, killing 11 MOVE members, men, women, and children inside the house.
I thought cops were supposed to protect citizens.
Yeah, that's what they say. They're here to serve and protect, but as you can see, cops don't protect no one. And cops never have protected no one. All they do is kill innocent people. All, you know, people do is get, you know, executed unjustly. So that should show you that cops ain't here to protect people. They're here to work for the government.
And we're going through a list of people that have been executed.
Yes, we is going through a list of people that have been executed by George Bush.
Oh, and just by George Bush.
Actually, you know, I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but people that have been executed so far, you know, what I heard by Bush.
All right. And we've got a couple of speakers coming up as well?
Yes, we do have a couple of speakers coming up.
Who's that?
I'm not sure everyone that's going to be speaking here today.
Are you going to be up there?
Yeah, I'm going to be up there.
What are you going to say?
Well, we're going to be up there performing.
Oh, really? You're a performer?
Yes.
What do you do?
Well, we do political hip-hop. We do political hip-hop. Me and my brothers and sisters, we are the youth of the MOVE organization. And our rap group is called Seeds of Wisdom. And we do political hip-hop. We put out our teachings. We put out John Africa teachings and what we believe in. You know, we put out our beliefs and everything. And we do that because we know that young people gravitate to rap. And that's the whole reason we formed the group Seeds of Wisdom, to get the information out, because our founder, John Africa, teach us to do what's necessary. However, you know, we had to get the information out, then we're going to do it. So that's why, you know, we got this rap group.
Would it be too much to ask for a sample?
No, we're not. Okay, this rap right here is called Politics. Pick up rocks, words, or sticks. Whatever you do, guard yourself from the politics. Pick up rocks, words, or sticks. Whatever you do, guard yourself from the politics. Devils come in all kinds of shapes and ways. They come in all kinds of colors and days. I think the biggest con is the green con. People go crazy when they get a mean mind. If you got a lot of green, you're treated like you good. Bill Clinton got green, but he ain't treated like he should. He should be treated by the way he treats the people, but they won't do that because they know it's not equal. Devils come in all kinds of people too, from the judges and cops to the things they do. The congressman, the governor, the senator, the mayor, they talk about equality, but they ain't really fair, because they got mansions and we got shacks. Why is that? Because they're white, we're black. They got land where their kids can roam. It's so bad with us, street lights on, we home, or a bullet where it hits, we down below. Look outside, it's politics. With a rifle or a Uzi or maybe a bomb, or 100 years in jail like they did Mike's mom. So pick up rocks, words, or sticks. Whatever you do, guard yourself from the politics. Pick up rocks, words, or sticks. Whatever you do, guard yourself from the politics.
That's beautiful. If somebody wanted to get a CD from you, how would they get in touch?
Well, actually, that rap right there, we have the tapes out. We have the tapes out. We don't have a CD right now, but we had a cassette tapes.
What about tapes? Where can people get tapes?
If people want to get tapes from us, they could contact us at 215-387-4107 or 215-387-9955 and just ask anybody to answer the phone that you want to see the Wisdom Emerge tape.
All right. Thanks a lot for providing.
Dorsey Johnson, executed June 4th, 1997.
56th person to be executed by George W. Bush was Charlie Livingston on November 21st, 1997. The 57th person to be executed by George W. Bush on December 9th, 1997 was Michael Lockhart.
Tommy Jackson, executed May 4th, 2000.
Number 63, Frank McFarland, executed April 29, 1998. Number 64, Robert Carter, executed May 18, 1998. Clifford Borges, executed June 11, 1998.